Welcome, BBS. This is the Monday night conference call. It's a simulcast. We've got people on the telephone line and worldwide on BBS. You'll hear a ding every now and then. That's somebody coming in on the conference line. We just had somebody come in. If you want to, please state your name and location.
Hi, it's Joni in St. Louis.
Hey, Joni, good to hear you. This is Ron in Mountain Grove.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
Jim McCarty, Anchorage, Kentucky.
Hi,
welcome, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Susan in Maryland.
Jim, it's Ron in Mountain Grove.
Oh, hi,
good to hear you on the line. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
Hi, Catherine from California.
Hello, Catherine. Good to hear you. This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri. Filling in for Heiss. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
Yeah, Rick, Iowa City.
Hey, Rick. Ron in Mountain Grove. Good to hear you.
Yeah, good to see
you. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who else came in?
Is Jim McCarty here yet?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Wynn. How you doing?
All right. Let's let them ding themselves in.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
Hey, this is Bonnie in Corona, California.
Hey, Bonnie. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
Ron, is my volume okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay. Is Terry here?
I do not know. I haven't heard her.
Hello.
We're on BBS.
Hi. All right, great.
Well, where's Terry?
Hi. Hello.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you know what? More people said hello to you than to me.
I am
really jealous.
Hi, Wynn.
Now you're being encouraged. It doesn't count.
Good evening, Wynn.
Hang on a second. I think I'm going to switch headsets. The other one usually sounds better.
You're sounding pretty good tonight. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
Hi, Lauren in Santa Rosa.
Hello. More people coming in. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
Daryl in Detroit.
Hey, Daryl. We had somebody else come in, too.
Does this one sound better? I bet it does.
Yeah, not the same.
So.
No. Are you serious? The other one sounded better?
Yeah.
Yes, louder and clearer.
John Stamble.
Say some more.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody in BBS. You know, we act unprofessional on purpose.
Unprofessional.
Yeah, well, you know, Terry and I rehearse every day how she can't find her mute switch. And
I pressed the wrong thing.
You really think the other headset sounds better, right?
Yes, sounds fine.
Yes.
This sounds fine?
Yes.
Yeah, either one of them is good. They're both about the same.
So, but the first one was the best.
Mm-hmm.
I would concur with that.
All right.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call, people. Please state your name and location if you can find a spot to get in.
Felipe, Long Beach, California.
Hey, Felipe.
Welcome, hey. Felipe.
Hi, everyone.
Buenos dias.
All right.
Hello.
Buenos noches.
Hello.
Noches.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
Janine from yeah. Salt Lake.
Aaron from Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Good to hear
Carola
you.
Carola from Silks, Alberta.
Hey, Carola.
Hey, Ron, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
Okay, I'm back on the first one. Is this better now?
Yeah, a
little bit. Yeah, it's nice and clear.
Oh, my God. Why did my headsets change? All right, let us get started, okay?
This conference is being recorded.
This is November 23rd, 2015. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. And we are honored to have Jim McCarty in Louisville or Anchorage, Kentucky. And let me see here. Let me turn off those dings. Welcome to everybody that's listening on BBS and everybody that's listening on our line here.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, ho. Okay.
Thank you.
We're back. Do I hear Jim on the line?
I am.
Oh.
Hello.
That's Sedona Jim, who is now Mesa Jim, Anchorage Jim. Okay. We're taping, and we're on the air.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And I just want to share with you how this call came about and why I invited Jim to be here. And it's really a pleasure to have him and an honor to have him. And most of you know this, but in case someone doesn't, Carlo Rucker is the channel of the Law of One material, which happened between 1981, I think, and 1983. Is that right, Jim?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, the Law of One material came into four books, and the Law of One material, sometimes called the raw material, was a major impact on my growth. And I would suspect if LL Research didn't do the Law of One material, didn't do what they did, there's probably a good chance I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, because it laid a phenomenal groundwork of opening the door for me, along with the original sessions of David Wilcock, that there were group souls that existed that had humanity's best interests at heart and that could actually connect with us, impact us, and do various interventions from higher dimensions and oftentimes, they do things, and nobody knows who did it. And it's my take, although they don't say this, it's my take that many times in their interventions, things would happen that look like miracles, synchronicities, and sometimes they got credit for being God, and they never said that through Carla's work. In fact, they never say that, but because they're powerful and because they respond to being asked, it's like being asked is kind of similar to praying, like, God help me,
And probably they answer to God help me when they don't care the name. They care the intent of the person. The intent and perhaps their holographic expansion to reach them. In other words, when you ask for something to a higher source, you can just ask it in your little conscious mind, but it doesn't send out a signal to the universe. So somehow you have to expand in your consciousness so that when you ask, your transmitter is working. And I think one of the things we do on our calls is we help tune people in to learning how to get their transmitter working. So many people have had the experience so that they can make requests and sometimes they get heard. And of course, Jim was the original. There were three people. There were Jim McCarty, Don Elkins, and Carlo Rucker. And they were told by the rock group that the three of them were very important, so that there was what Carlo would call tuning, i.e. the group energy created an easier liaison to the higher realms and an easier bridge for this group soul energy to come through and communicate. And so I believe we do it in a different way. We're doing it publicly when Terry channels, and the group of us on the line have learned how to create a group energy, which creates a tuning so that Terry can access our sources. And but in those days, it was just kind of, there wasn't these kind of options, I don't think. And the way it was done was in a small little living room, I believe, and people were praying and holding the energy. And the rock group came through, and it became a awesome piece of work, probably the best work on the planet ever. It described how this group soul worked, how it intervened in different periods of the past, how our planet worked, how the interface with other dimensions worked, and it included the interface with what we sometimes call the negative, which were like dark energies on the other side. And this came in because Carla was being severely negatively attacked when she was doing the raw material. And so there were intelligences that did not want this to happen. And they were doing it by trying to disable the person that was channeling, Carla. And it happened, I think, by and large, by attacking her health. And many of the readings referred to, I believe it was called, a fifth-dimensional Orion Crusader, who was on the case of attempting to disable this communication. And so there were many, 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 many questions about this in the course of the raw material, how to make the entity, the channeling instrument, more comfortable, how to alleviate this. And in the first, there's five books of the raw material, and the first four books has to do mostly with esoteric high understandings, how the Ra group interfaces with our realm, the history of our realm from their perspective. That's five books of great detail, very precise information. And it was, when it came out in 1984. And it was really out there. And you know what? It's a classic because it's selling far better now than it did then, which is not the way books usually work. Usually books, when they come out, they make a big splash and then they die. But this is a classic piece of work. And many people who have read it say it's the deepest and the best example of channeling on the planet. And Chris Jim McCarty was there. He was one of the principals holding the energy. And in fact, after the Ra sessions closed, which happened in 2003, 2004, Carla continued channeling. And now this is really far out to understand how this works. To alleviate the attacks she was having, there was an alliance made in the higher dimensions of, instead of just bringing pure Ra through, to step Ra down through two other sources, the steps that would all participate in creating this bridge from the Ra group into this realm so that Carla wouldn't be so attacked. So there were two other sources. It was the triumvirate. One was called Lotwi, and the other was called, what was the other one called?
Hatan.
And so there's hundreds and hundreds of sessions of this group triumvirate. Carla would do it, I believe, every Sunday. And people would come to her house, and she would bring this through. And people don't pay much attention to it. It doesn't get much publicity. Although I've read them, and they're awesome. And they're on the LL Research website. And it's my impression is, when I read it, that it's much more user-friendly. The Ra group is very direct, very intense. They don't pull any punches. They don't try to make you feel good. they say it how it is. But the Ra group is now being filtered through these two other sources. And so it's much more loving. It appears, it's not really more loving, but it appears more loving. It's easier to understand. It's things are explained in a more simplified way, and there's incredible data in the call material. And I always had the thought that the call material should someday be organized and published in groupings of some sort, because it really is powerful. But the first four books of the Ra material were based on the data that was important to the history of humans and who the Ra group was. And the fifth book of the Ra material was outtakes, where all the things that didn't, that were less important on a planetary level were put together, and many, many questions were there about how to make Carla more comfortable, how to hold the energy, how to work with her, the physical disabilities she was going through. And I was thumbing through it the other day, and there was a very interesting session in book five of the raw material, and it had to do with how to do this ritual that would protect your home and to create some barriers from negative entities. Now, I don't know if it would actually stop a fifth dimensional Orion Crusader, but it might. We're going to learn about those rituals and how they worked and how to do them. And I had compiled this and I sent it to a few people that I knew had some negative attacks. And I thought they kept asking me questions. Well, I need more clarification. How do I do this? How do I do that? And I said, I'm going to invite Jim on the show, and he graciously accepted to explain some of the details. And some of you may want to ask questions. And if any of you want the original text, I compiled it in a little Adobe file. So just send me an email, and I'll send you the actual raw channelings. So I'm going to turn it over to Jim just to, in case I said anything wrong, that he can correct it.
The attacks we called greetings because we wanted to emphasize the fact that even though the negative entities were attempting to oppose us, that they were still a part of the Creator, and we didn't want to partake in the act of separation which they depend upon so strongly in order to get their will achieved. So psychic greetings is what we called it, and basically during the raw contact, the way psychic greetings worked was that if any of the three of us had any movement away from the harmony that we habitually had from day to day, if we allowed disharmony to exist in any way, that created an opening for the negatively oriented entities to come through and intensify. They couldn't put anything in our way that we hadn't chosen freely of ourselves. But if we made a choice that was disharmonious and did not resolve that disharmony, they could intensify that and cause problems. For example, when we were attempting to move to Atlanta toward the end of the contact to be closer to Don's work, he was an Eastern Airlines pilot based in Atlanta, there was a house that we looked at, and there was dirty rugs there on the floor. And Carla really wanted to get that house because it was close to the airport. But the rugs were so dirty that she knew there was elementals in there, astral entities that she needed to get out. But she was not able to do that herself because we were going to be there just a short time, and she couldn't do it physically anyway because she didn't have that type of strength. So she didn't talk about it. She didn't express her real feelings. That created a blockage in her throat, in her communication chakra. The next day, on a walk, when I was walking with her for her exercise period, she found that she was unable to breathe for a short period of time, and she almost suffocated. We asked Ra about that later, and Ra said because of her lack of ability or her lack of communication of what she really felt, that created the opening that the negative entity could intensify to the point that if she had been hysterical in any way whatsoever, reacting to that not being able to breathe, she would not have been able to breathe even more and would eventually have passed out away. She would have died. So she wasn't hysterical. She was able to get through it, and she discovered that she needed to talk about that. So that's the way that works. When you have a group that's working with the light, any group like Wynn's got here, anybody that's got a group going, and you're doing something in service to other people, you create a light. That light is seen in the metaphysical realms as a power. Positively oriented entities shine that light to others. They give it away. Negatively oriented entities want to absorb that light. They want to keep it for themselves and use it for themselves. So when you create a light, you're attracting attention. And every group that creates any kind of light is going to get some sort of psychic greeting, some sort of intensification of the ego, some way to cause the group to maybe want to get away from the pure service to others, maybe get a little more social aggrandizement, maybe some money, the power, position. Anything that takes you away from the straight path of service to others is a temptation that usually is offered to any group. And usually those fourth density entities that do that offering, when that's not successful, then the head of the group, the fifth density that Wynn was talking about, then decides to take over. And If they can't tempt you away from the light, then they attempt to put out your light. And that's where the various rituals come in. And we used, as Wynn mentioned, salt and water, blessed water, and cut garlic in order to keep lower astral entities out.
Jim, before you go into that, I want to ask a question about what you just said.
Okay.
There was some really important stuff there, and I didn't want people to miss it because I want people to get the things that they can work in their life, and that's how to do something. And the thing was that Carlos didn't communicate something, and that created an opening.
Right.
When people are around each other, if they withhold communications, like they think they're going to upset somebody else, they think they're going to hurt somebody else, so they don't say things and they bite their tongue, that potentially creates an opening for greetings. Yes?
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you all were living together, so you had to work that really, really well amongst the three of you and whoever else was involved, because that actually created protection. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
In order to keep your armor of light intact, you needed to be clear. You needed to use all your energy centers as openly as possible. Any place there was a blockage was a potential for a psychic greeting.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, and I know this is true, but I wanted to bring it up. There was the indication that if your house was dirty, it brought in more potential, you know, for negative greetings, like cleanliness is next to godliness. But within a dirty or disorganized house, it created perhaps little hiding places for negative energies.
Right.
Is that right? Did you say that?
Right.
Yeah.
In the duct system in the house where we had the raw contact, there was a decaying mouse, and we could smell it, but we couldn't find it. Ra said that there was an astral entity was taking up residence in the mouse, but as soon as the mouse had totally decomposed, then the entity left. But if you could ever clean out that place enough to get rid of all of that, then you remove the area where a negative entity, an astral entity, can take up residence.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know when people get depressed, they tend to let their environment go downhill. And so I suggest that if anyone is having that experience, to discipline yourself and change your environment. Because as you do that, you will lift your energies, and it'll help you. My opinion is it'll help your depression. But go ahead. I just wanted to make sure I got that point across, and go on with what you were talking about.
Well,
if you can remember.
I was talking about the salt, which is what you originally were wanting me to say something about. And the salt we used when we moved to a new location in order to be sure that the new location could be cleansed of any disharmonious vibrations that the former tenants might have left there. And Ross suggested that the salt, when it's given blessed water, now you can either bless the water yourself or take it to a church, like the Catholic Church or Episcopal Church, and have a priest bless it, or you can bless it yourself. The idea is the intention to bless the water. So blessed water added to salt creates an ability of the salt to absorb negative vibrations and negatively oriented entities. So when we went to the new location, we used the salt on all the exterior windows and doors, except for one entry, one door, for 36 hours, and then you spread the salt in an even line, then you sprinkle water on it, and leave it for 36 hours, and then when you get rid of it, when you brush it away, you say certain words of ritual that Ra gave us. And then you've come and gone through that one door.
Jim, let me just interrupt. Okay. Can you use any salt, or does it have to be Himalayan salt, or any? Can you just buy salt, any salt in the supermarket?
Any salt will do. Yeah,
any salt.
We found that the iodized salt seemed to work the best.
And when you bless the water, people are going to say, how did you bless the water?
You bless it. Well, we took it to Carla's Episcopal Church and had the priest bless it, but you can bless it by intention, just by saying, I would like to bless this water to use for the perfection and cleansing of the house in which I'm living or moving, mm-hmm. or the area which I wish to cleanse. You can write your own ritual, mm-hmm. and you know, mm-hmm. make it heartfelt. Come from your own resources is probably the better way to do it, really.
I mean, I would say maybe if you're blessing some water, put your hands around the container of water. You know, that one fellow, the Japanese guy that was all into water, what's his name? I can't remember. But, you know, he was telling people to write the word love on a bottle of water. And then when you drank it, it was more energized.
Uh-huh.
And so if you don't know what to do, then take a bottle or a glass. Even when you're drinking water, that's good to do it. And just put your hands around the bottle and say, you want to bless the water. Bring the energies in. You can ask God or the higher sources to work through you to bring the highest energy possible in to bless the water, and or go to a priest. If you don't identify with religion, or that's hard for you to do, then do it yourself. But if you you don't have to believe in everything religion says, lock, stock, and barrel, to ask a priest to use his intention to bless the water. So, excuse me for interrupting. Hope you don't mind. But
no, no, no.
I'm trying to catch the questions that are in people's minds so that they say, okay, now I know how to do this. Okay, so go ahead. 36
Ross
hours.
Ross said that water was a type of crystal. They made a little mm-hmm. joke. They said it's less easy to hang around your neck and your density, but it is a crystal. And they had mm-hmm. us bless it after every session with them for Carla to drink. So Don and I sent our love vibrations into the water, the chalice of water, and she would drink it. So that gives you an idea of what water can do as a crystal. So when you use it
mm-hmm.
to provide protection or cleansing of your house along with salt, it has that ability to enable salt to help negative entities to get into the salt. Then you sweep mm-hmm. them away with a virgin broom and say the words mm-hmm. and ritual that go with that. And then that one
okay.
opening that
now,
you've left during the 36 hours, all the others are being cleaned. Then you take 36 hours from that opening. So eventually, all the exterior doors and windows are cleansed with salt and water and brushed away with a virgin broom with the appropriate
okay,
words
now,
for well.
Let me get a little clarification. When you're doing this, you put a line of salt, unbroken line of salt, and do you do it on the inside of the entry or on the outside? And do you do it on the
as long as it's an exterior window or door, you can do it on the inside or outside.
So can you do it on the ground under the window?
No, it needs to be on the window itself.
So it's got to be on the windowsill, and it's got to be an unbroken line of salt. And then when you have the salt there, you have your glass of water that's been blessed, and you put your hand in and just drip the water on the salt until the water is completely wet. Do I have that right?
You don't have to get the salt completely wet. You just have to sprinkle the water off your fingertips so that a fair amount of it. There is no, it's a metaphysical working. You're not trying to do everything absolutely perfect on the water. The salt does
mm-hmm.
need to be unbroken in a line, and that's easy to do.
Okay, and so now you put the salt on the windowsills, and if you're putting it on the door, you put it on the door jamb where you step over, right?
Right, right.
And you sprinkle the water on it. You leave it there for 36 hours, right?
Right.
And then you have a new broom, not an old broom, a new broom that has no dirt on it. And you use that broom, or I imagine you could use a brush, a little brush to do
right.
it.
The important thing is that it's new.
Yeah, it has to be new so it doesn't reinfect things with old negative vibrations. And you brush the salt up. And while you're brushing it, you say something that increases the intention of protection. Right? What did you say? Did you say it out loud or did you think it?
We said it out loud. We said, we praise the one creator which gave to Salt the ability to enable those friends to which we wish to bid farewell to find a new home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Did you get that, guys? Say it again. They're going to want to write that down. Okay. We praise the one creator. We praise the one creator.
Which gave to Salt the ability to enable those friends to which we wish to bid farewell to find a new home.
And once you did that, did you have to give it a tune-up every so often, or did it seem to stick forever?
No, living there imbued the house with our vibrations, which hopefully were good vibrations. So your own vibrations after you're in the house then is what will keep the house in good shape.
Okay. And now somebody's in a house, and they're in that place where they think they have negative entities there. Then this would be a good thing to do, correct?
Right. And then there's a certain line that you say also when you're sprinkling the salt with the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we give thanks to the one creator for the gift of water. Over it, the creator moves its hand. And stirs its will to be done.
Mm-hmm. Great. And you did this mostly on the new house you were moving into, right? To kind of cleanse it.
Right. We moved twice during the raw contact, and we cleansed both houses using these rituals.
Now, since you were moving in, did you notice, were you living in it for a bit before you did the rituals?
No, in both cases, we did the ritual before we moved in, but you can do it either way. As Ross said, it just depends upon the catalyst you want to deal with. It's harder to do when you're living in it.
Right. I was just going to say that if you're living in it, it's hard to gauge the impact of what you did when you did it before you moved in. I mean, you couldn't say, you know, we had all these things and they all disappeared. But I imagine for certain people that would work, you know? And did you notice anything that you can put your finger on?
Well, we felt the house was clean, and Carla was very sensitive when it came to these types of vibrations, and she could sense any time there was a lower astral, any type of negative entity around it. After we did cleanse the house, she felt it was like a new house. It was virgin. It was clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds phenomenally great, and it's something people can do. And it doesn't cost much money.
No.
I'll tell you what. Let me open the line. Is it okay with you if I open the lines up? If anyone has any questions they want to ask? Okay. You can ask about this ritual. And you know, let's start off just asking about this cleansing ritual. Let me ask one more question before I open the line. This cleansing ritual was working on 4D astral type entities and maybe ghosts, yes?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. But it might not fix an Orion visitation.
We had another ritual for that.
We want to hear that one too. Because I know there's people that have those kinds of things in their life. So let's just see. We'll do that after we give you guys a chance to ask some questions. Now, I'm going to open up the lines. When I do that, if you have a noisy environment, then push star.
All callers are unmuted.
Hello?
Hi.
Can we hear you, Wynn?
Hello?
Jim?
Yeah, I lost you in.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I hear, can't hear Wynn.
Hi, this is May. Can anybody hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Where did Wynn go?
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It disconnected. Okay. Who has a question?
My question is, do you do this like around a garage door or a fireplace?
If you wish to cleanse that area, you could. Is the fireplace outside or inside?
Well, I have one outside and one inside.
Okay, well, I would recommend the one outside to be able to surround the entire fireplace with the salt.
And how much salt are we talking about, like an inch high or an inch wide? Or
just enough so that you have an unbroken line.
Okay, not a ton of it. And the one inside, I only have to do it in the, near the opening of the fireplace. I don't have to go above the fireplace, outside the chimney, you know, on the roof.
The opening is fine.
Okay.
Hey, Wynn, this is Chris. I have a quick question. I got on the call kind of late. I don't know if you said, is it better to use, like, one kind of salt or other, like the sea salt or the Epsom, you know, is one type better than the other?
Jim said to use any kind of salt, but I think he said iodized. I think you said iodized salt was better, didn't you, Jim?
Right. It's a normal table salt, iodized salt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Next question.
Does it matter what kind of water you use?
We found it worked best to use distilled water.
Mm.
It seems to absorb the vibrations better.
Okay. And just enough to sprinkle on there to make it wet, so I don't need like a gallon of distilled water.
No. Just,
he said holy water
off your fingertips so that a fair amount of it is covered.
Okay.
But you know, you might need quite a bit of water, because if you're going to do all your windows and your doors, right, then even if you're just sprinkling a little bit, by the time you're finished, you might be using up a lot of water.
Okay. And it doesn't have to go on the top of the window, just the bottom of the window.
Right,
right.
Just a sill.
Well, I don't have a windowsill. The window is actually flush to the wall.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then at the bottom of the window next to the floor.
The floor.
Oh, okay. So I can actually put it on the floor if it's flush to the wall. I don't have to paste it on there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned to leave one door open.
Right, so you can come and go during the first 36 hours. And then after you've brushed the salt away from all the other windows and doors that was for 36 hours, then you go back and do that one door by itself for 36 hours.
And so once you're doing that door, you shouldn't use that anymore. You should come and go through another door. Right,
right? You can only come and go through that door when it's not being cleansed. When it's being cleansed, you can't use it.
Somebody only has one door to their place, they're screwed, right?
And as you're, one other thing, though, when you leave that one door free of salt as you're cleansing the rest of the house, whoever comes in, you need to ask permission of the salt to enter, just as a formality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In other words, during the 36 hours, if somebody comes into your house, then you want to make sure they're cleansed when they come in.
Right. You need to ask permission from the salt. The salt will say yes, but you need to ask.
Yeah. Okay. And that's so they don't bring in any entities that are new, right?
Right. It makes them aware of what's going on so that they can at least consciously or subconsciously participate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else have a question?
Yes. If someone's coming in, is the salt going to give them a reply saying it's okay to come in, or is there a words to use?
You simply ask the salt, may so-and-so enter the house as it's being cleansed, something like that. And the salt will say yes, but it needs to be asked.
Okay, but even if you don't hear the yes?
Right.
And, okay, got it.
Okay.
I have a question.
Who is that?
Yeah, hi. I had a strange thing on the outside of my house, you know, on the walkway into the house and on the outside driveway. I had two accidents exactly a year apart where I broke bones.
Oh.
And I felt like some voodoo thing was going on. And so, like in the part where the steps start and where the garage ends type thing, would that help us put a do this procedure in the places?
I'd recommend another procedure, and that would be to take garlic, fresh garlic from the grocery store, cut it in half, and hang it there. It has the same effect. It has the same effect the salt does in a small area like that.
That's right. We didn't even get to the garlic yet.
Yeah,
so these people that were protecting themselves from vampires had something correct, huh?
Yeah.
They actually came from something that worked. So you take a clove, you know, garlic has, you know, a bunch of cloves all joined together. Do you cut a bunch of the individual cloves in half, or do you cut the whole garlic in half?
Cut the whole bulb of garlic in half. If you can find the ones that are braided together, yeah, those are handy to use to cut one or two off and then hang the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm. But those are not usually cut, are they, the ones that are braided together?
They don't, no, you would cut those.
Yeah.
But they're easier to hang because they're already braided. They've got the stalks.
I gotcha. And since you're cleansing your house and you're doing the salt, could you put one of these things of garlic in each room? Is that
you could, but it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Where would you put them? In a small space, in the garage, in your car?
Well, there were a couple of areas in one of the houses we moved to in Georgia that had been, they'd had a problem there. Ross said that the former tenants had had darker energies that they shared there. They recommended putting cut garlic in those particular areas. So if you know there's a particular area in your house that has had some problems, some disharmonies, then you might put cut garlic there. Otherwise, the salt can take care of the whole house and the blessed water.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Wait, I have a question.
Hello, I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
We hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, this is Marisa Guerrero. Hi, Wayne.
Okay, hey.
Hi.
What's your question?
Oh, can you use stones as well, like hematite or black tourmaline? Or make crystal grids at your entrances as well, or on the left side of your house where there's no, like, clutter? Does that work as well with the salt?
I don't know. I've never tried that, and I don't have any information on that.
Oh, okay.
I have a feeling.
Because I heard that works as well, too.
It might be.
Like, for argon energy and stuff like that. Like, also your machine as well, Wayne, I think would work just as good, you know?
Yeah. Just to make a comment. In my personal opinion, when a technique like this is given from the rock root, to me it means it's not just the salt and the water, it's the energy of the rock root that is helping to enliven this. When you take protective devices from other places, like you could go, I'm sure you could go into a pagan store and say, I need to do this, and they'll say, burn this, do that, do this. Let me just mute this a second.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
One of the things I believe to be true is that when you take a ritual, you have to look at the source of where the ritual is coming from, not just the scientific execution of the ritual, because two people could give the same ritual, and yet one of them would invoke the energy of the higher realms, and the other one wouldn't, because it's like, for example, there was a time when Terry and I were at an expo, and somebody had what was called a QXCI machine, and it was a computer that would supposedly diagnose you. And, I mean, I heard about it many times. People were getting them, put a bunch of wires on your body, and before you know it, the computer would say da-da-da-da-da. And people thought the computer was alive almost. It didn't seem like it was scientific. And we were talking to the lady that had this, and we came back home, and Terry was curious to try it. And so I did a session, and I asked about it. And they said that the Grays were using this as a psychic apparatus and radionics types devices, if you ever heard of that, to be able to attach themselves to humans, the Grays, aliens, ETs. And they indicated that it depended on the intent of the practitioner, the amount of protection one would have from that kind of influence. And, you know, there's a lot of kind of healing modalities, and we've asked a question about them, like Reiki, for example. What's another one? I can't remember, but Reiki is a good example. It's like if the practitioner has to be holding the energy of the Christed energy, of the law of one energy, the compassion, and if they're not, any of these things of transmitting energy can end up being having negative things hook into them. Now, this is from my experience and my questions. It's not from the raw material, but I just wanted to bring that up because when you're looking for something to protect you, build that into the equation. And if it doesn't have the Christed energy attached to it, then make sure you attach the Christed energy to it so you're protected. And if you can't do that, it's better to look for someone that you feel that energy with, okay? So just wanted to add that, and now let me unmute here.
All callers are unmuted.
I've got a question.
Yeah. Herman, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I've heard that it can be beneficial, protective, to have a bowl of, an open bowl of water in your room at night, maybe in a day, and I wondered, do you know about that, and adding salt to the water, or a bowl of salt, possibly?
Well, that would make sense. I mean, I've never heard of doing that, but I can see how it would work because the water is a crystal, and it enables the salt to cause those vibrations you want to get rid of to soak into the water and salt. It would probably be a good idea to empty the bowl of water and salt on a daily basis.
Yeah, in the morning, yes.
Day.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
I had a question about the clarification of the garlic.
Yeah.
You don't need to do garlic and salt at the same time.
No, the garlic is for a specific place you know has had a very disharmonious experience.
Ah, and do you leave it up there for 36 hours, or?
We did, but we found that we occasionally had to come back. We also used the garlic, incidentally, for getting rid of stinging bees and wasps. So we looked to see how long it took to get those rid of, and sometimes it took longer than 36 hours.
And you just cut the whole bulb in half, and you can string it up and put it on a nail?
You could do that.
And then you just leave it there. And if it's outside, you just put it on the ground or something.
It works best to hang it up so it can kind of blow in the breeze.
And you don't have to take the shells off of it? Just cutting it in half will do it?
Right.
Okay.
I have a question. Jim, is there anything you can do to dissipate an energy, a very annoying energy and noise above you, above where you're living? I'm in an apartment, and I have, actually, it's not really dark negative stuff, but it's neighbors that are very, very noisy.
Yeah.
And is there any suggestion for something like that?
It's just a heartfelt conversation.
If you try garlic, it wouldn't hurt anything, would it?
I don't think it'll work.
The thing about it here is that if you're working with the Christed energy, then you cannot do something against the free will of somebody else. Then it would become black magic, even though they're a pain in the ass, even though they are disturbing you, that you can't do a ritual to affect somebody else's behavior without going into a, you know, a witchy poo zone. So I would suggest be careful about that. Think about that. That, you know, sometimes you can learn how to counteract the irritation in yourself, or wear earplugs, or look for things that help you work around the situation, rather than using some kind of metaphysical magic thing to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, 754, and we didn't get into how to get rid of a really big bad guy, and I think we should put that off to another call if Jim would do that. I think this is really great stuff, and, you know, Jim has been somewhat of a master to hold the energy to bring the raw material true, and many of us have been attacked. We've been attacked. I've been attacked. You know, Daphne was attacked. Terry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How come you don't get attacked? What's the matter with you?
Well, I use the greeting type thing. So I've been attacked, but I greet the attacker. And
all callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I attempt to get in communication with the attacker and get them to communicate and what they're trying to do or what their goals are. And I don't polarize with them. You know, I just let them go right through me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit about what I do.
Well, I've seen you do that. It's really amazing. And, you know, sometimes if some of you think you have a negative possession or an entity attached to you, normally the normal response is, get out of here. You know, I need an exorcism. But, you know, he's probably, in some level, if he's attached to you, it depends if he's coming to visit and comes and goes, it's different. But if it's attached to you, he probably feels as frustrated as you are, even if he's negative. So you can start talking to him and say, okay, I know you're there. Okay. Well, you know, if we're going to be inhabiting the same body, let's at least find some way to cooperate, okay? I don't want you to bug me when I'm doing this. And if you happen to like ice cream, I promise I'll get you ice cream tonight.
Well, don't go that far.
Okay. But in any case, develop, take your negative side that you can't see. So, you know, oftentimes people have negative attachments and they can't see them. And take it and make pretend, mock it up as if it can hear you. And start talking to it. And say, well, what would you like me to do that doesn't violate my free will that I can do? And see if, you know, I've seen very tell beings, wouldn't you like to go out there and be free? You don't have to be stuck with me. and they leave. They say, yeah, I don't have my own body. What do I want to be hanging out with your body for?
All right. So, it's too frustrating. So,
in any case, we got to cut the call because we're already 2 minutes over. Jim, is there anything else you'd like to share before we...
Just the one little phrase you need to use when you're sweeping the garlic, or sweeping the salt and the water. We praise the one creator. and give thanksgiving for the spiritual cleanliness of this dwelling place. That's it.
That's great.
All right. Jim, if you have time, could you email me all those little phrases? And if anyone's listening who would like to read the direct Ra sessions that are concerned with this cleansing ritual, if you email me, I'll send it to you, because I took them out of, I got them on one file, and I'll include Jim's verbal things that he said if he sends them to me. Okay? So, on that note, Jim, thank you so much for being here. We love you.
Thank you for having me.
All callers are unmuted.